Forever Home on KUMD is a KUMD feature helping companion animals in the Northland find their forever homes. And on the line with us this morning is Betsy Bodie from Animal Allies. And Betsy, we've got a bonded pair of dogs. They're as cute as can be, and they're hoping to find their forever homes together. Tell us about Albie and Annie.
Well, Albie and Annie are some type of hound. It's obvious by their actions and their coloring, but definitely not a purebred hound. But they are a pair. Annie is definitely more outgoing, independent, and does very well on her own. Albie is very dependent on his sister. He really wants to follow her everywhere and go where she goes, and so they probably do need to go to a home together. They're pretty young, but it's obvious that they've been together their whole lives.
Animal Allies tries to place bonded pairs of animals together as often as possible. Is that a doable thing? Do you find that folks go, oh yeah, give me both?
It is a little more challenging, and generally it does take us a little longer to place them, but we've always had success in placing the bonded pairs. It's so tough because you almost always find that one of the animals is more bonded than the other. So the one, you could place them on their own and they would do fine. The other one, unfortunately, they will stop eating, they become depressed, and they have a really hard time. So it is definitely a challenge, but just due to the physical and mental health and caring about that, that's why we try and place them together.
And the bonded pairs aren't always brother and sister. I'm remembering this just really cool pair of dogs from a few years back, a black and white dog who was kind of like a spaniel-y kind of dog, and his bonded brother was this black and white chihuahua.
Oh yes, yeah, they don't even have to be the same species. We could have a cat and a dog bonded pair. That's also a possibility. So it's just two animals that have really become, one has become dependent on the other. They've both become dependent on each other. And again, it would affect either their physical or their mental well-being to be separated. So the best thing for them would be to keep them together.
So is there anything that folks looking at adopting a bonded pair would want to keep in mind other than the fact that you're going to be bringing two animals home instead of one?
Really, that's about the greatest challenge with it. Just like adopting any animal, there's always a transition when you first bring them home. So we always say slowly and patiently. Those are the things to keep in mind, is take your time and know that while you're excited and everything is shiny and new, it's also new and very scary for the animal that you're bringing into your home. So that's about the only difference. Really isn't a difference bringing two animals versus one.
Well, they say that after you have your first child that you can kind of add them after, and it's like, whatever.
Yep.
I don't know this as a matter of actual fact. It's just the kind of gossip that I've heard. Betsy, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Thank you.
Betsy Bodie of Animal Allies joined us this morning as our guest on Forever Home. You can see photos of Albie and Annie and other animals in the Northland looking for their forever homes. You can go online to KUMD.org. Read their stories, look at the pictures, and click the links for more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.